Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
It's the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. It is Carers Week and we get to find out all about it today. From AC Care, I've got Foster Care Program Manager for the Limestone Coast, Danny Atkinson, on the line. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
I am fantastic. Now, Danny, tell me all about Carers Week and what it means.
Yeah, sure. So Carers Week runs for this week, commencing as of yesterday. And it's really to acknowledge both foster care, but kinship carers as well, the commitment that they make to the life of a child, as well as the contribution that they make in the community more broadly in opening up their homes and, of course, their hearts to our most vulnerable children.
Most people will have heard the term foster carers, but what's a kinship carer?
Sure. So a kinship carer is someone that's related to the child. So it might be, you know, a grandparent or an aunt or someone within the realm of the family that still picks up that role of providing care to that child or sibling group. So similar to that in that sense to foster carer who do the same thing, but just not necessarily biologically related.
How many foster carers and kinship carers do we have in the Limestone Coast? I'm sure people would be surprised by the number.
Yeah, possibly. Look, I can't speak for the exact number for kinship carers, but certainly for foster carers, we have around 70 foster carer households in the Limestone Coast. And within those households, there is around 120 children within their care.
How can people become a carer? Because obviously there's a need for the Limestone Coast.
There certainly is a need. There is definitely a need right now. There is a growing need from what we see. And how to become one? Well, it probably starts with making an initial inquiry to AC Care, so to the agency. And then the process from there follows through with some training. With our trainers and an assessment that goes with that as well. So the process can take a few months. We do try to work through the process as, you know, I guess quickly as we can because we don't want to draw the process out by any means. But, you know, we have people that inquire with us and they've been thinking about fostering for, you know, 12 months or even a couple of years. And I guess for them, it's making sure that when they're ready to make the commitment that they are in a position where they know they've got time and capacity to be able to do it.
Is it a hard process to go through? And what's it like being a foster carer?
Both very good questions. Look, not I wouldn't say it's necessarily a hard process to go through. Probably the feedback that we get generally from the applicants that then become a foster carer is that they, you know, weren't really aware of some of the reasons why children may come into care, and that can be a bit of a difficult thing to come to terms with, particularly when we're talking, you know, about our very own children in our community, those that we might see, you know, in schools or our own children may be friends with, or, you know, they might be friends with our neighbours and so on and so forth. I guess the, what, you know, what does it mean to be a foster carer? I think that was the second question. Oh my gosh, it means lots of things for lots of people. We have carers that provide a respite option for some of our carers that do more short-term and long-term care. So for them, it would mean something a bit different to those that make a more long-term commitment. So they might, you know, respite carers provide a bit of a break and they might care for children, you know, throughout the weekend or sometimes for a little bit longer stays. So for them, they're more of a, I guess, act as a very strong, you know, part of that child and that family's network. And, of course, then it's different again for carers that are providing short-term care. So that looks more like, you know, where a child's in care but the Department for Child Protection is working with the birth family to, you know, address some things that maybe need to happen prior to a child. To when a child can go home, and then that means something different again when a child's in care until the age of 18 or, you know, even beyond. And so they've got the child with them, you know, for life. And, yeah, I guess it being something different for everyone, and they all play a very, very vital, pivotal, important role in the child's life, you know, regardless of sort of how long they may be with them for.
Danny, it has been sensational to talk to you this morning. Have a wonderful Carers Week. And thanks for joining us on the radio this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to know more about foster care and you would like to help meet the need of children in the Limestone Coast, you can email care@accare.org.au or call 87245400.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.